Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of your favorite podcast, Froggy the Gator, which by now, I'm sure, you've told all your friends about, right? You've told them that you love Froggy and that they should listen to it too, right? Well, thank you for that, because that really helps a show like ours grow. And we have another joke to begin today's episode, and I'll just stop right here and say how funny all of our listeners are. I think we've proven so far, beyond any reasonable shadow of a doubt, that Froggy the Gator listeners are the funniest and the wittiest podcast listeners on the entire planet, and this is proven once again by our joke today, which was written by Salem, who is 4 years old. Are you ready for Salem's joke? Okay, here it goes. Why did the lion spit out the clown? Why did the lion spit out the clown? Does anybody have a guess? Say your guess out loud if you have one. Okay, here's the answer. Why did the lion spit out the clown? Because he tasted funny. Ha ha, Salem, my friend, you have outdone yourself with this joke. The lion spit out the clown because the clown tasted funny. It's a pun. I believe that would be a pun. Yes, because the clowns are funny and it tasted funny. The Mount Rushmore of comedy in maybe 20 or 30 years will be filled completely with Froggy the Gator kids. I can already see it now. Thank you, Salem, for that incredible joke. And today's episode is coming up right now. And it's a great one. This one was fun to make, and it was inspired by one of our listeners, Bentley. So here's Bentley's inspired episode. Something pretty exciting had just happened at Froggy the Gator's house. You see, he was getting a little bit older now, and he was playing on a basketball team, as we talked about on the show before, and so Daddy the Gator decided it was time for Froggy the Gator to have his own basketball hoop in the driveway. The hoop was all set up. It had a white backboard with an awesome orange rim and a pristine net with a big metal neck that was weighed down with a big canister of sand in Froggy's driveway. And Froggy was outside playing a game of horse, which, if you don't know, is when you do trick shots and your friends have to make the exact same shot. And if they miss their shot, then they get a letter of the word horse. And whoever goes the longest without getting all the letters in the word horse wins. So Froggy was outside playing a game of horse with Wormbird, Tomato Hedgehog, and Mr. Hummus. Froggy was about to attempt a really amazing behind-the-backboard shot that would require his friends to shoot the ball over the top of the backboard and make a swish, meaning the ball didn't hit the rim, it went straight through the net, nothing but net, but then something happened. Ouch, Froggy said as the ball left his hands. He looked down at the ground. He had stubbed his toe on one of his toy monster trucks. It was his toy monster truck called the Blue Beast, and he'd stubbed his toe and missed the shot, and now he was kind of annoyed at himself for leaving the truck there in the first place. What happened, Froggy? Are you okay? Mr. Hummus asked. Yeah, I'm okay, Froggy responded, but I stubbed my toe on the Blue Beast here. We must have left it sitting in the driveway from yesterday. But you know what? That kind of got me thinking. Oh yeah, Wormbird asked. It got you thinking about what, Froggy? Well, Froggy the Gator responded, it got me thinking. What about if we combined basketball with monster trucks? It could be a completely new sport, and the monster trucks would play basketball against each other, and we could call it Monster Truck Basketball. Whoa, said Tomato Hedgehog. That is the best idea I have ever heard in my entire life. And just like that, the boys started imagining they were in a huge, cavernous just means really big, like a big cave, maybe also kind of echoey, sometimes that can be the connotation of the word cavernous. They imagined they were in a huge, cavernous stadium, and that they were in the middle of a monster truck rally. They looked around, and they saw thousands of cheering fans. Then they saw, right in front of them, in the dirt track, two awesome monster trucks. The first one they saw was the Blue Beast, which of course is one of Froggy's favorite monster trucks. And the second one they saw was the Brave Digger, which is Froggy's most favorite monster truck. "Hey, look, guys," Froggy said, "it's the Blue Beast and the Brave Digger." And the Blue Beast had its normal blue paint job with furry claws painted on the side, and the Brave Digger, who was normally painted black, had a cool green paint job for this particular monster truck rally. And then they noticed something even more strange. Right there, beside the Brave Digger, they saw Froggy's basketball hoop from his driveway. "Oh my gosh," Mr. Hummus said to his friends, "it looks like we're about to see the world's first monster truck basketball game. Just like you imagined it, Froggy." And with that, the Blue Beast revved his engine and started driving as fast as he could toward a basketball that was sitting in the middle of the dirt track. He went over a big dirt jump and jumped probably 100 feet in the air, higher than anybody had ever seen a monster truck jump, and then he landed with a soft but serious thud right in the dirt, right in front of the ball. Then he spun his back tires, and as they were spinning 1,000 RPMs in the dirt, they hit the basketball and sent it flying toward the goal. The guys all watched in what felt like slow motion, and then, just like that, swish! The ball went through the net. They heard an announcer on the loudspeaker say, "And there we go, folks. The Blue Beast takes an early lead in our monster truck basketball game, 2-0. Then the Brave Digger got up some serious speed in the dirt, and he went over two jumps and did a really incredible barrel roll in midair, defying the laws of physics, until he reached the basketball. Then he did something that the guys never expected. As his wheels were bouncing in the dirt, he actually used one of his wheels to bounce the ball. And as he did, the ball soared toward the basket and bank shot right through the net. "It's 2-2, the announcer said. "This monster truck basketball game is off to an incredible start." And just then, something unprecedented happened. The Brave Digger drove up to Froggy the Gator and started to talk. "Froggy," the Brave Digger said, "I know you are one of my greatest fans. I was wondering if you would like to help us decide the outcome of this monster truck basketball game. Can you and your friends take a trick shot? And if you make it, I will be declared the winner of this monster truck basketball matchup." Froggy was floored. He'd never gotten to talk to the Brave Digger before, his favorite monster truck ever. "Well, I would be honored, sir," Froggy said to the Brave Digger. And then the friends knew what to do. They all played basketball on the same team, so they practiced this trick shot a bunch before. So Froggy started out with the ball, then he closed his eyes, and he did a behind-the-back toss to Mr. Hummus. Mr. Hummus caught the ball, and then he bounced it way high up in the air, as hard as he could, straight up toward the roof of the stadium. Then, Tomato Hedgehog used his tomato cannons to shoot tomatoes at the ball as it was airborne, directing it right into Wormbird's arms as Wormbird flew overhead. Finally, Wormbird caught the ball and flew directly to the rim and alley-oop! Dunked it. It was good. And just like that, the Brave Digger was declared the winner. And the friends all went back to their games, knowing that they'd certainly just invented the next sensation of the sports world, monster truck basketball. The end.